Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth Talks with Dr. Anne. Well, you're going to have some laughs today because I have with me the original Mama Bears. That's M-U-M-M-A Bears. So we actually met in Ottawa, and the group of us. And then the first time we really got together was at our farm, my farm in Ontario. And we have pictures of us in the cornfield. We just had a blast because we were coming together with like-minded ideas. We were seeing what was happening. This was 2018. We had been seeing for a while what was happening in Canada and across Canada with the LGBTQ activists curriculum. I'll call it that. Kind of curriculum. It's called SOGI in other places. It's called a radical sexualization of our children. The curriculum that is and has been changing the minds of our children, changing their ideas of normalcy. So we were coming together at that point as women, as moms, as well, some of us weren't grandmas at that time. But we were coming together. And so we've been on this road for a while. So today, you're going to be introduced to each one of them. First of all is Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, who has been our premier mother bear, I would say, because she has had a radio show, and then she had she has an it's a broadcast she does every day, Laura Lynn Live, and she's been addressing these issues for all these years, and she has a large following across Canada and the world. Then Renee McIntyre, Pastor Renee McIntyre from Woodstock, Ontario. She has a ministry called Trumpet of Truth. She's an amazing woman of God. Marilyn Jones. Marilyn is our Mighty Mouse Mama Bear. She's not very big, but she is powerful. And she's an amazing organizer and wonderful woman of God that is not afraid to stand in the marketplace and shout truth. And then our last one is Catherine. No, Catherine didn't join us until this year, but that doesn't mean she hasn't been speaking out and hasn't been part of kind of a bigger event and bigger organization of Canadians talking about what we're talking about today. So I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. That's a long introduction, but these ladies are just the most wonderful moms and grandmas that you will ever meet. So enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome today to Truth Talks. We are welcoming the original Mama Bears. So I really want to, I'm excited about introducing my friends to you. First, I'm going to start, who will I start with? Laura Lynn's all over the place there. Marilyn Jones. So Marilyn has a group called Operation Rise. Marilyn, just say hi to us quickly. I'm going to introduce each of you just for a second, and then we're moving forward quickly.
Hi, Mama Bears. I'm so glad to be with you guys, and I can't wait to see you pretty soon.
That's great. And Renee McIntyre, Pastor Renee, you are Trumpet of Truth Ministries in Woodstock, Ontario. Right. Give a little hi to everyone.
Hey, so glad to be here. It's going to be an exciting show.
Amen. Amen. Laura Lynn's moving around there. Catherine, you're next. Catherine's our newest Mama Bear, actually. She's joined a little later to the group, but is a feisty one. Catherine, tell us a little bit about
hi,
you.
Hi, Dr. Anne. Thank you for having us on. I'm not the original group, but I'm so honored to be with these awesome women. Thank you for having me today.
We're excited. And then our favorite, always our favorite, Laura Lynn, Tyler Thompson.
Oh, I'm so happy to be your favorite. Thank you very much. You guys are all my favorite too. So I'm making my way through a airport. I'll just show you, you know, where we are. And I'm very excited to be here. We're always on the move as the Mama Bears. And the reason that is because there's a lot to get done and we're about you know, we're very excited because a lot has happened to bring our, what we talked about many, many years ago, and we'll kind of bring that up together, is now a real dream come true is happening.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do now, folks, is we're going to actually play a short video clip by Camille El-Sheikh, and this is on TikTok from yesterday. And then we're going to discuss as a group the Million Person March and where we're going to be, what we're doing, and a little bit about what Camille's saying. So it's going to be a bit of a free-for-all. So hang on. Let's listen to the video.
What I'm going to say to you right now, and I mean it, the battle has just begun, and if you dare to counter protest, we will make note of that, and we will make sure that every Pride festival, every Pride event will be met with a counter protest. We respected you. We respected your differences. We disagree with your lifestyle just like you disagree with ours. But remember, if you dare to counter protest, we will consider that a threat. And my suggestion is that you stay home and you watch it all. Okay? Because this is a peaceful protest that has kids and their families, and they're coming to ask for the liberation of kids in the schools. Have you not seen Doug Ford acquiesce? You will acquiesce, I promise you that. And we will make sure our legal team, which is going to be the biggest legal team in Canada, robs you of every penny you have. So again, if you dare to counter protest, we will counter protest every activity you do moving forward. Wednesday, September 20th, 2023, at 9 a.m. from coast to coast, millions of people will be coming down. It's Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, Sikhs, you name it. It's whites, it's Hispanics, it's Middle Eastern, it's Arabs. They're coming down and they're very angry and they lost their patience, but they're peaceful. Let's make sure that you celebrate us like you forced the celebration on us, okay? You guys had Pride Day, Pride Week, Pride Season, and Pride Year. You have Pride flags everywhere. We're looking to put the Canadian flag everywhere and celebrate as Canadians and uphold the Constitution as our government failed us. And we will hold you guys and the government accountable. Look into my eyes. I promise you that.
All right. Well, ladies, this Papa Bear has a lot to say. Now, just to let our listeners know, this video and what Camille was talking about was the Million Person March. Well, by the time you watch our video right now with Mama Bears, that will already be over. So we're kind of looking, okay, what's this mean moving forward? So tell me what you thought about Camille's TikTok video.
They are very fierce, and I love it. I am really blessed. I remember when we wanted the Muslim Sikhs to be involved many years ago. And what happened was that they were scared, like, to kind of be public. But now that they've seen what's happening, they are done with it. And they're mad and they're fierce.
And it's happened to their children. You know, it always hits home. We've been on this bandwagon for a while, but it's when it hits home in our own families that people start paying attention. Okay, ladies, what did you think?
Well, we've been talking about this since 2018 when we started the Bummer Bears, and no one would listen to us. They thought that we were exaggerating or we were crazy people, crazy mamas. And we started talking about this, and it excites me and thrills me, especially to see a strong man like Camille, who is not going to back down. And he is the leader of this, and he is taking us all forward on this. And this is not going to stop. September the 20th is just the very beginning. And this is where the Mama Bears can start stepping up. There's all kinds of plans being made of what we're going to do going forward. This is just the beginning. Don't think that this was just a one-time protest that just happened.
Exactly. Renee, what
about
you?
I think it was great. I mean, he wasn't he wasn't vile or violent in his speech whatsoever. He's just stating, we've had enough and, you know, stay home. Just stay home and let us do our thing. And, you know, that he's just basically saying, don't even bother with your counter protests. It's not going to work. And honestly, the counter protests, anything that does come to light will probably just work in our benefit anyway. But I love how he is saying, you know, we've had enough. Like, he has drawn the line in the sand. And I remember back in 2018 at our first meeting in Ottawa around that table, I remember saying, because we were frustrated that Christians and pastors were not standing up on these issues. And I remember saying, it's going to take one of their children coming home and this totally having affected them before they're going to stand up. And that's unfortunately what it has taken. And, but at least it's happening. So I thought the video was great.
It's good. Catherine?
Yeah, I'm obviously, I echo everything the ladies have said, but what stands out for me distinctly with Camille is how he's clearly expressing the message track. And the message track is, this is about families, it's about parents, and it's about children. And the message track with the media, the general media, is to divide and tell us, no, that, you know, it's parents against children. It's not about that. It's the parents, the children, and all of us standing up together as a community to say enough is enough. And I appreciate Camille calling it out instead of, you know, letting it just languish in the background. So three cheers to Camille and the team. It's very exciting.
These are exciting times. I know that there will be some that will say, oh, that was too strong. He's way too strong. And I'm with you, girls. I don't think he's too strong. I think it's way overdue. And it's what it will take to wake up the masses that enough is enough. And if you keep coming at us, at the parents, we are parents. There are children in this march. But it's not just this march, right? Because what we're talking about is moving forward, that we're not going to be silent anymore about the injustices and the indignities that have been done to us and to our children. And so now we move forward. So Mama Bears, well, we started in 2018, and we've had some ups and downs because of COVID. So there are some things happening this fall. Marilyn, do you want to start with that? I think Laura Lynn's putting us through the x-ray machine, it looks like. Hold on, folks. This is the Mama Bears in reality, right? This is a reality show.
The real Mama Bears. Well, I know Laura Lynn is having a big event in Toronto at Canada Christian College, which is called the Canada Event Center now, October 28th, that everyone needs to come to. The Mama Bears are going to be speaking at it, along with Lance Wallnow, Art Pawlowski, some doctors. I mean, she can talk to more about who's going to be there. But again, I encourage everyone to come out, because this is a time where we have to stand together, put aside all of our other things that we're doing. I know everyone is busy, but it's definitely a time to come together, to rise up and to take a stand, to get informed, a time in which we need to feel empowered of what we're going to do and where we're going to do, and a great time to meet other Mama Bears as well.
Yes, Mama and Papa Bears. Renee, you have been pushing, pressing forward and pushing hard to get people wakened up. Where are things at with you?
Well, I do see more and more people waking up right now, and people are getting infuriated. I think there's still a level of fear, and there's still a push needed. People still need to understand the realities and the truth of what's going on, because a lot of people still have no clue just how far reaching this is. So, you know, we're definitely a lot farther ahead than we were in 2017 when I took my initial stand against Soji. But we do still have a ways to go. But I am really excited about this million person march, because I think we're already getting traction. The politicians are already listening, and it's really good.
Yeah. And when Camille was speaking too, he was speaking, you know, a lot of people might not know what he was exactly speaking to. He was speaking to that the teachers' unions have come out against the parents. Like, are you guys crazy? They've come out against the parents. Yeah. Oh, you thought that this was going to scare us so that we would all stay home? No, what it's done is infuriated the parents. So they're going to come out in droves now on September the 20th. And they're saying, no, enough is enough. You're not telling us what you can do. Parents do have a right to raise their kids, not the government, and certainly not the teachers union.
Absolutely. We need to also look at the next step, I think, and continuing steps are continuing education with the parents, because parents are coming now. They're just awakening. They really are just kind of going, okay, I don't want this anymore in my schools, but they really don't understand all of it. So I think one of our strategies really as Mama Bears has to be in the area of educating the parents, continuing to educate them on what's going on in the schools. And Laura Lynn has been on the front lines of that right from the very beginning.
Yeah, you know, and I've got a break here. I'm just getting my bags checked. They always pull over my bags. I don't know why. So in any case, the thing to remember is that 7 years ago, bless your heart, thank you. Wow, she let me through. She didn't, so they pull it over, but she didn't even look in the bag. Unbelievable. That's just fantastic. Okay, so the thing is, if you remember, guys, we had to convince parents that SOGI was a thing, that sexual orientation and gender identity was going to be telling your children that they can change their gender. Like, that was 2017, 2016. And parents were like, what? Now, you know, a few years later, the whole world is like, this is a thing, and you're a bigot because you don't accept it. And it's just something that was not on the radar 10 years ago to any of us has now become something taking over our schools and our children. And we're not going to stand for it. We're not going to put up with it. And, you know, now that everybody's getting it, the greatest pushback of all time is coming. And they can unhand. We did not consent. We do not consent to our children being told stuff that is unscientific, godless, against our personal beliefs. And at no time was the school given permission to do this. At no time.
Exactly. I've got something in my throat. Catherine, you look like you want.
I just want to say that courage is contagious. And I know we're recording this before the event, but it's going to be aired after the event. So I just see hundreds of thousands of moms and dads and children of all ethnicities, of all genders, male and female, all standing together for our children. And courage is contagious. And once that they have this feeling, other people are standing up, others will join. And it's going to open the floodgates to say, I now have the power to do something. I can do something. I'm able. It's not just me by myself. And I think that's what this march is going to do. Because people are saying, what's the point? What are you achieving? What are you doing? That it's sending a message. And that is what gives hope to people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just the beginning. Like, I'm hearing things like, oh, and we're going to get 100,000 kids pulled out of school and start teaching mama bears how to do homeschooling. Let's get everyone working together. Let's train them on what to do with homeschooling or groups. And if plans are being made that parents do not want their kids in this educational system that is out there right now.
That's right. And we're going back to male and female. Let's cut out the gender stuff. Let's stop talking about gender, because quite honestly, we need to go back to binary. There are two sexes and not two genders. There's two sexes. And that we can, we're going to go right back to where we needed to be and take back the ground we lost in the education system. Yeah.
And I think it's really important that people see the power of unity and the power of our voice, and that we have got to stop playing into this big agenda and this big machine by being silent. So I think that the results of this are going to be absolutely amazing. And I also think that it is possible that moving forward in Canada, we might be having to do several of these types of things just to keep the nation as free as we possibly can. So if we, you know, when we see a great result out of this one, I think people will be even quicker to come together with the next thing that we have to push back on. We have to push back right now. We cannot sit around and let them keep pushing us around. We have to push back and say, no, you still work for us. You know, we still are a democratic society. You have to listen to us. And this is what we have to say.
Exactly. Exactly. So when I'm thinking about this and just what you're saying, Renee, that there's probably going to be more protests coming up in the future. We're already talking. Doug Ford is talking now about more lockdowns, COVID lockdowns. And, you know, that all plays into this whole deceptive agenda to keep us silent, to keep us in our homes, and to keep us from actually doing what we need to do. So we're going to have to navigate these waters pretty carefully. But I don't see people responding very well to more lockdowns in Canada.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I would be shocked if there was not a massive, massive outrage if they do that. I, for one, would be outraged. I mean, seriously. And, you know, I heard in Florida, I think it was the Surgeon General. I'm not sure. I'd have to check on that. But he said that the people that are mostly affected now by COVID are, by and large, the people that have been vaccinated. So, you know, okay. So there might be something going on. There might be a flu. There might be a virus. But they can't lock us down anymore. They cannot destroy us any farther than they have as a nation.
I agree. And so that may be the next big march. Yeah. The next big protest may be against that, because I can't see us keeping silent. After this protest, parents who may not agree with whether they agree with being vaccinated or they're not vaccinated, doesn't matter. The issue is the lockdowns. They're not going to settle for that. We're not going to settle for that. We're not going to settle for kids being masked again in our school system. That is horrific. As mama bears, we have to stand up and speak out about these things.
Yeah, we do. And it's about a lot more than this agenda, I guess. We've got a lot of things coming down. Digital ID, things that are going to begin, putting a credit score on us. I mean, imagine if, you know, one day the problem is that, you don't align with this identity politics. Will you be not allowed to shop at your favorite grocery store? Where is it all going? And what's the timeline? It could be a long time. I always say it's the beginning of the last days, but is it the middle? Is it? Some people say, no, this is the end of the end. I don't think it is. I think there's going to be a timeline and an opportunity for us to have major pushback and also to see some victories, but no, that wide is the path to destruction. So we're going to have to just, fight hard while we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we have to make sure we don't make the mistake of every time we get a small victory, we just, ease back and think that everything is over. It isn't over. It's basically like war for our freedom in this nation. Other nations know it. They're talking about us like crazy, man. Everybody's got their eyes on us and they cannot believe it. They know the truth. They see the truth. But for whatever reason, Canadians seem to be under some type of a spell and they can't or don't want to see it. So we have to continue to fight and push back and be heard. We cannot get a small win and think that it's all over. We can't lean back and get lazy. We have to fight now. Like Laura Lynn's saying, while we have the opportunity to actually secure our freedom.
And maybe, Renee, all of us, I know our heart is to see people come into the kingdom. And this is the hour, this is the time when people will see the love of God. The joining with the Muslims and the Sikhs, I feel this is the greatest outreach opportunity to just be, show them the love of God.
Yes.
And, they are being very respectful and loving back. And Camille said an interesting thing. He said, they've lied to all of us. They've told you guys we're terrorists. Yes. And they've told us that you're white supremacists. supremacists. So, you know, everyone, there's a bit of little bit of lie in everything. And maybe let's give the Lord an opportunity to move powerfully at this hour and to bring people together. Like, what else can we join under except these, you know, for the children? Maybe we're going to join next on masks. I don't know, you know, but for the kids, for sure. For yes. sure we can.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I think it'd be great for the world to see that Christians aren't passive and limp noodles, you know, like if we talk about having the power of the Holy Spirit in us, but we're afraid of every fight. So I think it's time that the world see that Christians actually, they care about them, regardless if they're Christian or not, that we actually care about all people. And that we're ready to step forward.
And I think historically, if we look at Christians have been such powerhouses in change throughout the centuries. You look at infanticide, you look at slavery, women's rights. Christians have been at the forefront of saying, this is what the Bible says, let's stand for truth. And it's time for us to become those great and mighty Christians we always talked about. We were the ones who helped protect during the war, protect the Jewish people. So yep. It's time to step into our role and stop being, you know, stop hibernating. Come on, Mama Bears, it's time to come out of your cave and rise up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. Come out of your cave. Mm-hmm. Marilyn, you look like you're in a cave down there in your basement. But you are certainly not. You're not sitting in a cave.
Ladies, oh, no. Looks like I just Laura met a, another mama bear who loves us that's at the airport. So aww. She's on her way to Ottawa as well. So this is
Annette. Oh, wow. Yeah. They're coming from everywhere.
Tell her we've got a t-shirt for her, Lauren.
Yeah,
we've got a t-shirt.
Tell her we have t-shirts.
We have t-shirts.
Well, yes. Look at that.
We'll have a t-shirt for her.
What's it? Can you read
it says,
that?
Don't
for me?
You dare mess with a mama bear. And it's a standing up bear. Can you see it?
Yep.
I can see the bear. Good. Yep.
Looks good.
Awesome.
And we have our website now too. That's it's been under construction, but it's coming along. Catherine's been working at doing a great job, so it is up and it's not complete, but it is up. So if anyone wants to become a Mama Bear, just go onto the site. It's mamabears.ca.
Mama with a U.
And you can Mama with a U because it's all about you. So it's Mama. Bears.ca and just go on there and become a mama bear. We definitely want to know who you are. We want to connect. We want to grow the movement so that we can all share information and work together as one.
Amen. So these mama bears that you've been listening to today, their information will be available at the end of this broadcast. And we are just, we hope you enjoyed Laura Lynn. She is our favorite. See why she's our favorite.
She's the crazy one.
Yeah, the crazy. Oh, yeah, sure, guys. Marilyn and Renee.
She's a crazy mama bear.
No. And then we have Catherine along, and Catherine's really crazy. She tried to silence me at the last event.
I'm never going to. She's never going to let me forget
way less
this
time,
ever.
I will let way you speak at your event, Laura Lynn. Speakers.
I will let you speak at your event.
Okay, yeah, at my event. She's going to hang on, Annette. Yeah, yeah, okay, thank you. I'll take it. I will take it.
Well,
that.
It's nice that it's nice to have some young blood on here, too. We needed some
yes.
young blood.
Yeah, we need to get younger blood. We
other than Renee.
Blood.
So we're going to finish up, but I want to encourage you to connect with us. I want to encourage you to continue to speak out as women, whatever your age. It doesn't matter whether you're a young mom or a grandparent. We must stand together and we must continue to link arms together. And we're going to do that. And we're going to be available to you to help you with that. So ladies, I want to thank you so much for joining me and onward and upward. Right, girls?
Love you to pieces, Dr. Ann. Thank you. And yeah, Renee you. And Marilyn, Catherine, we love you. We love all of the stand together and the women that are coming together. That's it. Yeah, thank you. And may God help us all and be with us and protect us as we go. Protection.
Yeah, amen. And we get to hug each other pretty quick. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yes, another
I'm
day.
Looking forward to it. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, girls.
See you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for watching the show today. You can find more about Mama Bears at mamabears.ca. And don't forget to check out my own site, restoringthemosaic.ca, and you'll find lots of information. The site has just been refurbished. It looks fabulous. So enjoy that, and my books are on there, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Truth Talks with Dr. Rann. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can find Ann's books, blog, and sign up for the newsletter by going to restoringthemosaic.ca.